Hey, coming up in about 10 minutes here, we have your chance to win tickets to see NF. He's coming, well, pretty much everywhere. In Indianapolis, Indiana, he'll be here. Where is that? I have to cheat. He'll be here April 13th and 14th of 2020. But October 18th of this year, he'll be in Houston. So we got your chance to win tickets to see NF coming up in about 10 minutes here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Parents, you might be mad at me, and that's totally cool, but I saw this the other day, and I said, okay, when is this going to stop? 833-563-2539. I think that it's time for parents to take away the tablet at the table. And what am I talking about? Well, I'll give you my situation and what happened. I was at B-Dubs. I was watching the football game with my wife, and I see this kid with wireless headphones on, and he's got a phone, and he's just watching, like, cartoons. And this kid is probably like 8 or 9 years old. He's not a little kid.
Right.
But even then, though, too, it's like, even if they're young, I understand every now and then, but I swear to you, Mackenzie, the more I go out, the more I see things. I just see parents that don't want to parent their kid, and all they're doing is putting on the headphones and they're putting on the game so they won't make a scene. And what they should be doing is trying just to tell them, hey, color, do something, like, get off your phone. And actually, like, in life sometimes things are boring and you can't just be on there, because these kids, what happens is they have no communication skills, they don't talk, they won't even look their head up, they're gonna be like hunchbacked.
Okay, well, here's the thing. As a parent, I say don't judge any other parent, because everybody's different. But I've been in both circumstances where I've let Lulu be on her tablet, and because she's done eating, and then when she's done eating, she wants to go. She's bored. She's nine. She doesn't want to just sit around. So if I want to engage with whoever I'm eating with, then I will bring a tablet. When she's done, she can play on there. She doesn't want to, like, be in our conversation. Not like, of course, from the get, she's involved. But I've also seen, I mean, would you be more annoyed than seeing a kid on a tablet if a kid is screaming, running wild, going bonkers, you and Lindsay are paying to have a meal out, and that really annoys people as well. So if your kids can't misbehave, parents oftentimes will bring distractions. And I understand what you're saying. In a perfect world, kids would sit still and engage in conversation and be wonderful, but sometimes that's just not the case.
833-563-2539. I don't know you super well, Mackenzie. We've only been working together for a month or two, but I don't think you're a bad mom, and I never ever see your daughter doing that. So I think that's a exception to the rule. I don't think it happens that often. Maybe I'm wrong, but I think more often than not, this happens all the time. I'm not saying once in a while you do it. I'm saying this thing happens all the time, and that's the problem there. And I don't want to hear, well, you don't have kids. It doesn't matter if you have kids or not. It's just the fact that these kids are going, like, turning into zombies and mush. And back in the day, we didn't have things like that. And I'm not even that old. We might have had a Game Boy or something like that. But I remember my mom or dad, as attentive as they might have been, they didn't let me do that crap.
Well,
if I threw
true.
A fit, shut up, punk. No,
well,
I'm kidding.
Let's not say that. But I mean, I will say, like, Sunday, you know, she is on her tablet. She loves to be on her tablet. She does TikTok and all the things. And then, but I was like, hey, girl, let's go out. And we rode bikes on Sunday. And we made a great memory. We got a tandem bike, the two of us, and it was hilarious. So sometimes you physically have to take the electronic out of their hands and say, hey, let's go do something. However, if we are at an event, or if I want to catch up with friends at a dinner, all the kids, all the parents let their kids bring their tablet for, like, after the meal, if the parents want to maybe engage or hang out a little longer, so the kids are distracted and have something to do.
Okay, let's go to the phones. 833-563-2539. Jessica, you're saying I can't talk. Why?
When you're not a parent, you don't get to comment on what you should do as a parent, and that these parents should take tablets away from their kids. I used to think the same thing before I became a mom, and becoming a parent really humbles you and shows you that you should not judge other parents. You don't know their circumstance. You don't know what kind of day they had. Maybe they really just need to eat their dinner in peace, and it's really nobody's responsibility or place to judge what other parents are doing with their kids. Granted, we are a no tablet, no phone at the table household. My daughter she's not allowed to touch my phone. But again, not your place.
So you think it's totally acceptable, though, for kids to be zoned out from the world and just bent over looking at something on their phone?
I think it's acceptable for every parent to raise their child how they want to raise them and whatever light they want to raise them in. It's not anybody else's place to tell them.
So if I want to have, like, little Joey in the car and I want to, like, do my vape or my cigarette, that's cool because it's my choice.
You know what? That's on you. You're the one that has to live with that.
I guess, but my thing is, and thank you for the call, we can agree to disagree, that's true, but also you're screwing up the kid. You're hurting them. You're messing them up. So that's where I say there's a difference. It's affecting the child, not just you.
But I'm waiting for Joe to have a, I don't think it's terrible twos, and any parent out there might get what I'm saying. I think it's terrible threes. I'm waiting for you to have a screaming child situation or a total diaper blowout situation. Just those situations you have no idea, and
oh,
I can't
sure
wait
I'll
for
lose
you to
it.
Get there.
And I'm sure I'm going to want to, but and even if I do, if I was to be the parent that did that, I still think it's wrong. So I'm not saying I would never do it, but I don't think it's right.
I'm just saying once you're in a circumstance, you'll feel differently when you're actually, like when you have kids, because I think Jessica's right on. There is no parenting handbook, and everybody kind of deals in a different way.
Let's go to Lauren this morning. Hey, Lauren, thank you for calling in at 833-563-2539. What do you want to say?
Hey, Joe. So, okay, in a way I can agree with both of you guys. I always said before I had my kid that I would never let her be one of those children that are just on an iPad 24/7, and then it became what Mackenzie was just talking about, that terrible twos and honestly terrible threes are even worse.
Yes.
And you go to a restaurant and my child would just freak out and just scream, and there's, you can't discipline them really at that age. There's nothing you can really do to make them calm down. And so we would give her the tablet or our phone and let her watch like Barney or something like that. But the biggest issue, I think, is not really the children being zoned out, but everybody at the table being zoned out. Like, they have no social interaction with each other, nothing. And that's an issue I always see. When I get home, I put my phone up. My daughter's allowed to have, like, an hour, you know, hour and a half of time on her iPad or something like that in the afternoons, as long as her chores and her homework are done.
Yeah.
But after that, we have to, like, we interact with everybody. You know, we don't just sit there on our phone. Half the time, I don't even know where my phone is. It's like in my purse, thrown away somewhere.
No, but and I think that totally what you're saying is the point there, too. And listen, if you're mad at me, so be it. That's fine. And I'm not saying every case. Like, Mackenzie, for example, does this, and I don't think that you do it all the time. But I'm telling you guys, we all know this is true. We see kids, and they can't communicate. They can't have basic human skills or conversations. All they do is text. And I embrace technology, but I can text with the best of them, and I can talk, too. And that's what bothers me about these kids. I feel like we're just giving up on them. Josh, hey, good morning. Thanks for calling in. What do you want to say?
All right, so I have a friend who, she used to let her daughter be on YouTube while we were all hanging out and stuff, talking. And, you know, we would see her daughter when she wasn't paying attention, flipping through those YouTube recommendations, and it kind of weirds me out, like all the kind of content that a kid can have access to through your phone.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That'll be like, fine. I've experienced the same thing. She'll see like art projects, cooking things, but then there'll be like a random video slid in the mix, and I like apprehend
her
tablet.
Give me that.
Nope. We're not allowed to see
right.
that. Yeah.
I think Josh.
It opens it up to so much inappropriate content that you can't even necessarily monitor. So I don't know.
Hey, Josh, no, that's an interesting point there, too.
You know what's been really cute, though, from my experience, has opened up my little girl because she loves some fun YouTubers that are just fun and they're kid-based. But so she's done her own little videos now. So she'll take it in the kitchen and she'll put her set it up with a light and she'll be like, okay. And she'll do art projects or cooking things. And it's made her kind of come out of her shell a little bit.
All right, cool. Well, hey, thank you for the calls. If I couldn't get through, hit us up on our social media, Radio Now AM Show on Twitter and Instagram. And you can let us know if you agree with that or disagree. Right now is your chance to call us at 833-563-2539. We got your chance to win some NF tickets. That's 833-563-2539. We're going to do a little NF trivia this morning here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.